Speaking with Josh Tetlow on Panthers Radio. Josh, just sum up the weekend, good things and bad, obviously, with a win and a defeat. How does the dressing room assess how things went at the weekend?
Yeah, I think there's definitely things that we can work on, but there's also a lot of stuff in there that we're proud about and positive about. So it's just kind of, John's going to probably reassess this week what we did well and what we can work on. Yeah, but overall, obviously not happy with the result on Sunday, especially it being a league game, but I think the third period was really kind of what we can do. So hopefully build on that going into next week.
I think you make a good point there. The third period at home, the first 5 minutes against Manchester, Coventry game, those bits of action, I think, are very much what this team is all about, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think the team is built around, you know, the speed and the skill and things like that. So that's all stuff that, you know that we have in our repertoire and we're going to just try and build on. And it's just using that effectively and bringing it every night.
How fun is it to be part of a team, clearly with a lot of talent and a lot of speed? How fun is it being out there with that amount of speed this team has?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. It's challenging and it's great. You know, we have the way that we want to play this year, and it's just, like I said, just putting that into action. But it's great being out there, and, you know, everyone seems to be gelling well and on the same page, so it's good. It's definitely fun.
You've had a very intense pre-season as well. The coaches had you on the ice two times a week and gym sessions as well. How much of that is really great down the stretch, I guess, in terms of, you know, it's hard work, but put the hard work in now, pays dividends, does it, down the line?
Yeah, I think it's good to set that precedent that, you know, we do want to be the hardest working team, and to get that going right out the gate is very important to kind of set the standard that we want going forward, because, you know, if we know what's expected of us, then we can try and replicate that every day coming in.
Talking at the weekend, two big games, I guess, for different reasons. Sheffield in the Cup on Saturday. I know it's a cliche, but, you know, did the room feel that obviously those games are the ones that maybe have the edge over the others because of who the opponent is?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all the boys know about the rivalry with Sheffield, and, I mean, they even felt it in pre-season. We had a couple of big games there. So, yeah, it'll be, and I'm sure, you know, regular season now, so it'll be just as intense, if not more. So we're all excited about that, and it's going to be, you know, a big game. So
I know you weren't here last season, but you've been part of the rivalry, and obviously in recent years, Sheffield have had a winning record, and very much so last season. I wonder how important you think it was to get that win early against Sheffield, just to kind of shut that narrative down of Sheffield having the upper hand in the rivalry.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important. Anytime you can get a win against Sheffield is good, no matter what the standards, because every game, pretty much, whether it's pre-season, Challenge Cup, League, whatever, they're all pretty much the same, aren't they? I mean, everybody here thinks that, and everybody in Sheffield thinks that. It's, you know, they're all equally as important as another, so it's good to get one win early, but hopefully, obviously, we can build on that.
And just finally, a very tiny question on Guildford, you know, on Sunday. They're a very fast-skating team as well, and that's what Paul Dixon likes to do. You know, it could be a really entertaining matchup, I think, between you two sides this year.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they've always been very, very dynamic and kind of run and gun. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll do some scouting this week on them, obviously, John will. And, see what they come with on Sunday. But I think we can keep up with them, and hopefully we'll be structured enough to kind of beat them at that game. So, yeah.
Appreciate joining us, Ted. Thank you.
Cheers, Ellie.